Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. This week's featured product is elevator and escalator maintenance for building managers.
Of all the equipment in a building, vertical transportation is the one and only system with which building occupants routinely have direct physical contact. For a building to be successful, its elevators and escalators must provide safe and reliable service.
There are many aspects of vertical transportation which owners and managers must be aware. This manual has been developed to explore these aspects in an effort to provide guidance in establishing an adequate maintenance program. For more information and to order your copy, visit elevatorbooks.com by clicking on the link in the show notes.
This is your daily industry news update for May the 31st, 2017. In today's news, Michael Ambrose is appointed Managing Director of Schmerzel, ElevCon 2018 is announced, a woman in Honolulu is injured in an elevator accident, Ontario is planning to study elevator problems, and details are released on the Toha Tower in Tel Aviv.
Wuppertal, Germany-based K.A. Schmerzel GmbH & Company has appointed Michael Ambrose Managing Director. In this new role, Ambrose is responsible for the administration and sales and marketing divisions globally, while Managing Director Michael Mandel runs the technical divisions. Schmerzel's managing team now consists of Ambrose, Mandel, and co-managing shareholders Heinz and Philip Schmerzel. An economics graduate, Ambrose spent many years in a senior position over corporate finance at a leading international management consultancy. He has extensive management experience in a wide array of industries in Europe and beyond, including the U.S. and Russia.
The International Association of Elevator Engineers, or IAEE, has announced ElevCon 2018, the 22nd iteration of its World Congress. Taking place at the Hotel Sofitel in Berlin on May the 22nd through 24th, 2018, it will focus on the presentation of original papers on all topics relevant to vertical transportation technology. Abstracts are being accepted through October the 1st. They should be no longer than 100 words, with titles no longer than 10 words, and include a classification of the topic, author names, company, and contact information. Proposals for interactive discussion workshops are also welcomed. All abstracts and proposals should be sent to IAEE President and ElevCon 2018 Chairman and Program Manager Ami Lustig at ami@lustig.co.il. Event details and registration are available at ElevCon.com.
KHON2 reports an investigation is underway after an elevator malfunction at a state government building in Honolulu resulted in a woman being taken to a hospital. Emergency responders say the 25-year-old woman was hurt in an elevator at the Kalanamoku building, which houses several Hawaii government offices. Details of the incident, which occurred May 10th, are hazy, but the elevator reportedly dropped about 3 feet, resulting in serious injuries to the woman. Linda Chu Takayama, Director of Hawaii Occupational Safety and Health, told KHON2 the elevator was last inspected in November 2016 and found to be in good operating condition.
InSaga.com reports complaints about elevator breakdowns in residential buildings have prompted the Ontario Ministry of Government and Consumer Services to order a study to find out how many of the problems are the result of poor maintenance and service. The Ontario Government's Technical Standards and Safety Authority is calling for bids to research and report on potential solutions by mid-October. The contract calls for the study to assess elevator availability in residential, retirement, and long-term care facilities, and to make recommendations for government actions to address problems.
Globe's Israel Business News reports developers of the Toha office tower in Tel Aviv, Israel, have begun marketing space, with the structure due to be completed in 2018. The glass-covered, iceberg-shaped tower offers 55,000 square meters of commercial an office space, underground parking for 1,000 cars, and a roof area featuring cafes and restaurants. Developers of the $238 million U.S. dollar building are also planning a 70-story office tower with a matching facade that would have 130,000 square meters of office space, but that could increase to 200,000 if demand warrants.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.